You are listening to the one and only Lady Blue.
Tell him again, tell him again. What's up, yo? It's your girl, Lady Lou, and you are tuned into Music Over Poverty Podcast. Y'all already know it's been a minute since I've been on here, but y'all know when I come correct, and I'm going to keep coming. So shout out to everybody that's been listening, that's been following, that supports me, that follows me on the gram. Make sure y'all follow me on the gram at Lady Lou Who. Make sure y'all follow me, the I Hate Me page on Facebook. And yes, it is right, I hate me, but it's not what it seems. I Hate Me campaign was basically started to advocate and to not educate, you know, the Black African American communities on the Stockholm syndromes and the trauma and the abuse and those things that's carrying on self-hatred, those things that are, you know, contributing to your negative standpoints or outlook on life. So this is Music Over Poverty Podcast. Let's get into it. So I know y'all been seeing the chicken fucking confusion that's been going on. Popeyes has this new chicken, spicy chicken sandwich. I guess isn't spicy, it's regular, but anybody that eats at Popeyes know Popeyes chicken is really, really good. Their biscuits are not that good, but the chicken is really, really good. And me being who I am, you know, an advocate or activist for the Black community, of course, especially in Philadelphia, it's really fucking frustrating to watch Black people care so much about a fucking spicy chicken sandwich when our crime rate has risen to the fucking sky. We're losing babies. We're losing mommies. We're losing daddies. We're losing aunties. We're losing nanas. Every day, you know, 2 or 3 people dead a day, you know, 5 or 10 people hurt in a day, and those numbers are not really exaggerated. So to see, you know, Black people really focusing on a spicy chicken sandwich, it really pisses me off on a whole nother level that I can't even explain. And when I see the videos of them in lines fighting for the chicken sandwiches, standing in these long lines of the driveways, you know, really holding up time that they can be home cooking meals for their kids that they don't see as much either because they're in the streets or they're hardworking parents. They're never home. They're single parents, so they're never home. They can be using that time, consuming that time to be at home making a meal, but you'd rather hold up your time than sit in line for a fucking spicy chicken sandwich. With all this other stuff that's going on in the country with Black African Americans, that's going on in our city with Black African Americans, I feel like every time I turn around, there's a distraction going on to keep us from the bigger mission, the bigger things that's going on, and Black people are so fucking easily distracted that it's disturbing. Now, I don't know if you guys, as you can see, I'm in my work suit. Yes, I still work a 9-to-5, even though I'm fighting, you know, for our rights and things like that in the Black African community. Communities, a bitch still got a 9-to-5. So for those that are live with me on YouTube right now, can physically see me, those of you listening, just continue to listen in and let me know what you think about why do Black people seem to have a hard time, just African Americans period seem to have a hard time identifying the fact that they are prophets to other cultures. You know, Black people tend to spend their money with the oppressor before they're spending their money with their own. And when it comes to Black-owned businesses, you know, we start from the bottom. A lot of times we start from the scratch, from the scrape of the bottom, because it's not easy for us to obtain those grants and loans that it is for people of other races and colors. You know, it's easy access for them versus with us. It's all, you know, we have to climb a ladder. So instead of us climbing that ladder, sometimes us being who we are, as African American people, survivors, we, you know, start from the bottom and work our way up. And when we start from the bottom and work our way up, we don't want our fucking people coming to us asking us for discounts. You know, when you go into Gucci or Ralph Lauren or any, you know, Balenciaga, Gucci, do you ask them for fucking discounts? No, they only discount you because you spend your fucking money. because you are a celebrity or some important person of a caliber, it's not because they give a fuck about your, you know, whether you're spending, I mean, whether you're saving this year or if you're buying your child, you know, you have money for Christmas gifts or Kwanzaa gifts this year. They don't give a fuck about that. With them, it's all about the currency. It's all about the money. And black people have a tendency of spending money with their oppressor. And when I say this, it's going down to the Popeye's chicken. It's a spicy chicken sandwich that's going on all around, that's, you know, being sold all around the world, all around the country, and people are running around like fucking animals. It kind of reminds me of a scene in Goodbye Uncle Tom, which is an old slavery movie made in Haiti. Very, very explicit. I do not suggest children watching it until they're about the age of 10 or 11 years old, because I know why, me watching Roots was something, but this, it tops every fucking slavery movie I ever seen. And it was a scene where, as you know, we are always deprived. We were deprived of food, clothing, natural resources, period. And it was a time where in the movie where the slaves were deprived. It was hundreds and hundreds of slaves deprived of food and water and, you know, even down to the babies. And they were in horse stables. Like they were fucking animals. And it was like a line of trade where they put scraps of rice, scraps of potatoes, scraps of pig, just scraps just lined up out there. And then they finally opened the horse stable and released all the slaves. And then you seen them running like scavengers, like zombies, just trying to run to the food, and everybody's pushing and shoving and killing and choking, and you know, everybody's harming each other because they're trying to get. And I seen it like in a scene, it was one particular time when a sister rolled her baby in the food, you know, so she can just snatch the baby up with the food and they can eat the baby off the food, the rest of the family. This is what I'm thinking of when I see black people on camera, online, in line, running for the fucking spicy chicken Popeye sandwich. This is what popped up in my head. It didn't pop up, ooh, I want to go get one too, even though my pregnant ass just might taste one. And, you know, and I'm okay with Popeye's making their money. I'm okay with this. This is what you're supposed to be doing when you run a franchise, when you're owning a business, when you're running a business. You keep your business in a good overturn. So you'll keep having great overturns. You know, you don't want your business to go into the decline phase, you know, when you're starting off a business or you're marketing or anything. It's a great marketing way to you know, bring a new product or reinvent a new product on the same company, because that's all it is. It's just a reinvention of something or bringing a new product to the line so it can sell, and it is selling. And I'm not hating on the fact that it's selling. I don't want them to hate on when I start selling my shit, when Musical for Poverty get off the ground. You understand what I'm saying? But I just need black people to understand that you are a prophet. Every race makes money off of the black man, off of the black culture. And the black culture does not proceed or have any precedence or any money or make any type of have any type of increases in financials when it comes to this. We work to spend our money with the oppressor instead of putting our money back into our communities. Instead of saying, hold up, wait, let's take a minute here and think about this for a second. You know, it's a silent war out here. Are you really out here pushing all these spicy chicken sandwiches? I thought black people were getting into the healthy, you know, eating lifestyles. Like, it's just a lot of things that keeps being thrown at us in the black community as distractions, and we're too easily distracted. We're too gullible as African Americans. We're too easily persuaded as African Americans, and that's starting to really worry me, because that's never, you know, in our history, that's not, we are strong-minded people. And for some reason, not for some reason, the reasons are the food, the politics, the TV, the internet, all these things that is breaking down the mind and the body is making it easier for the oppressor to control. So when I seen this, I thought, I'm like, oh, the black fucking chicken run. And that's just simply what it is. It's the black chicken run, because black people don't even see themselves in the act. It's videos post memes, everything of black people running around over chicken. I don't see the white folks, even though I know the white folks are in the lines. That's cool. But the white folks can also, they also spend with their own kind. They keep the money accumulating in their own neighborhoods and their own race. We don't do that as black people. So again, before you go out there on a fucking chicken run to get a spicy chicken sandwich from Popeyes to put money in Popeyes' pocket, you have to ask yourself, did you help Abdul? Did you buy any of his oils? Did you, you know, Sister Keisha or Trina or whoever's selling shea butters or doing hair, just open the hair business, and or, you know, the young artist that's coming up in the city that's looking for studio time and ways to make money that illegally on the streets instead of selling their souls and selling drugs and pushing crack and shooting guns. You know, you have to ask yourself, have I invested into my community? Have I invested into my people before I take this money and invest it into a different, you know, culture of people, a different race of people, to make their children comfortable in living with finances, with college, with room and board, you know, with scholarships and things like that. Every time the black person spends their money with the oppressor, you put their children on a higher level financially than your own. You put their children on a financial level higher than yours. When are black people going to stop putting white folks' kids through college? When are black people going to stop putting food on white folks' tables? Keep your black dollar in your black pocket. If you're not investing into the black community, put it into your family. Because every time you spend with the oppressor, you oppress yourself. And this is a great example on how easily the black community is distracted. Because it's easy for you to be distracted even by a fucking piece of chicken. If that's not something that we need to be paying attention to, you know, then I don't really know what to say for some of us. You know, everybody's not gonna make it, because nobody really wants to sit down and educate themselves and acknowledge the fact that a lot of the actions that we, you know, carry on with, and the things that we say and the way that we are based off our programming and the things that you were taught. So the crab in a barrel mentality was taught through slavery. You were taught to hate your own. You were taught to dislike your own. You know, even if those were the reflections of you, when you look in the mirror, those people look like you. So what does that tell you? You were taught to hate you. Because if you didn't hate you, you wouldn't hate them. If you loved you, you would love them. Correct? Am I wrong? Or am I saying something fucking crazy? Excuse the profanity, but sometimes, you know, black people cuss. Another stereotype. Hold on. Live in Philadelphia or wherever you are located, there is an urban area in every neighborhood in every country that's struggling from poverty, hunger, lack of employment, you know, lack of opportunities, lack of, you know, things to do in the community as far as the youth is concerned, as far as the children, you know, convicts, you know, ex-convicted felons, those things, you know. And if you're in Philadelphia, then you can see the new Philadelphia that's coming along. And also in the black communities, we have a lot of, you know, small business owners. We have hair stores. We have clothing stores. You know, you have crisis centers. Shout out to Terry Sparks that's in North Philly that's running a crisis center. You know, we have motivational speakers that are not, you know, that never went through classes, that are not certified, that are just living his life, that see it every day, you know, and that's out speaking about it. Shout out to BC McFly. Shout out to Fisa Banga. Shout out to Free, you know, KP. Shout out to Lady Lou. You know, shout out to Mark Rothstein. You know, everybody that's in the city that's making an impact of Ricky Rolex. You know, I can keep going. I can keep going. You know, just people that I follow, Wallow267, that I follow on a regular basis, that when, you know, when I wake up in the morning, these are some of the people I want to see on my timeline, because I want to also remember, you know, remind myself that I'm not alone in this mission. There are brothers out here fighting for this. There are sisters out here fighting for this. I'm not, you know, the only one talking till I'm blue in the face. You know, there are actually, you know, books over bullets. They have an event tomorrow, free book giveaways. I can't think of the young lady's name that runs that, but I will be there shooting the podcast live tomorrow, so you guys will get to see the interview, get to see the event, the youth, the children, everybody that's coming out to the event. I do know it's located in West Philadelphia at the Union Hall. It starts at 11, around 11. So Music Over Poverty podcast will be in the building between 12 and 2. So make sure y'all look for Lady Lou, kick it with me, get your interviews in on the podcast. So you already know I'm in the streets, I'm doing these, I'm connecting and, connecting the dots and bringing people together. But I always want to have these conversations and this dialogue to actually talk about these things because it's really important to address, you know, Black economics, Black excellence, and we can't move forward as a whole if we don't educate ourselves and our own people, if we don't, you know, allow them to have a platform that even though if they don't listen 100% of the time, they're listening 60% of the time, they're listening 40% of the time, something that we're saying is sticking with them, is impacting them in some kind of way to want to do better, to want to invest in their own communities, in their own children, and, you know, in their own ideas. You know, entrepreneurship has really been booming in the city of Philadelphia. In the Black communities, people have been finding ways to make money, you know, legally make money to accumulate more than, you know, one income in the household. You know, it's a lot of people tired of being on welfare, tired of depending on, you know, the government for childcare, tired of depending on the government for food and housing and things like that. A lot of us are pulling ourselves away from the oppressor and the oppression by making better steps in our lives, financially, coming together financially as a people, and I think that's important. So when you see these things like the Popeye's chicken and the different challenges, you gotta quick and ask yourself, you know, am I going with the trend? Am I thinking for self? You know, how is this helping me financially? How am I accumulating any income financially for my family? Ask yourself these questions when you are making these money moves with your money. You know, what are you investing in? If you put it out, is it coming back? And you know, you got to start thinking about, you know, how you look when you're out here, you know. And I don't really care about statistics, but they do exist, and we do have stigmas on us as African Americans in America, even though we built this shit, even though this is our shit, it still comes with stigmas from those people that don't want to see you where you are, that don't want to see you owning your business, that doesn't want to see you buying your first home before 25. There are people counting you out already. And this is why it's important to stay on your job, to invest, to save, just in your own communities, within your own race. And some people may take this, you know, offensive. And if you do, this podcast is probably not for you. You know, Lady Lou is probably not for you. You know, I have rebel ways, and I don't apologize for it. And like I said, I hold my people down, but I also make them responsible. I'm that loud Black African activist, city girl from Philly that's tired of the system shit along with my people shit. So when I'm checking the system, I'm checking your Black ass too. Okay. And, you know, I want y'all to just get into it. Get into self-love. Get into wanting things for self. Get into wanting things for your family. Get into wanting to leave the hood. Travel the world. It's a whole world around you. And you're moving pillar to post. You're not keeping jobs. You're not being an asset to your community. It's the crime rates are going up. It's just a lot of things that we need to be paying attention to in our community, within our race, that we are not. And we need to stop being so easily distracted when it comes to these other things, because they throw these distractions out there so you can lose focus. Because control comes with structure. It comes with motivation. So you need to learn how to control who you are so they cannot. Shout out to Country Cooking. I want to say something about this. And I don't, like I said, for those that are not in Philadelphia, those that don't know, country cooking is the godfather of Philadelphia. Anybody disagrees can kiss my black ass. Because I've seen this woman change lives, and she only has one child, and she invests more into this community, into other people's children, as alongside paying her son's college tuition off. And I think his major is like, he's like a chemist major or something, and she's no scholarship. Everything's paid out of pocket. You know, and she does Christmas, she does Easter, she does Thanksgiving. And the Popeyes chicken came out. And excuse me, Miss Country Cooking is one of the biggest black-owned restaurants in the city, located in North Philadelphia. And she just did a huge book bag giveaway, which I know cost her hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. You had people complaining about that. And then you have people that's complaining that she entered the challenge, the Popeyes challenge. Oh, stop knocking Popeyes. Don't knock Chick-fil-A. It didn't need to be a challenge. Let those businesses be. These are black people. Black fucking people. Telling another black woman to not get in on the money. To not get in on the same check that the impressors are collecting. This is what I mean by ignorance. No education. The miseducation of a Negro. Anytime you tell a black woman to not sit at the table or get on the same table that you are feeding your oppressors from. So you would rather stand in Popeye's line and get a spicy chicken from them instead of standing at Country Cooking, the black-owned market, black-owned restaurant, and get a spicy chicken from her. Black people, take a step back and self-reflect and ask yourself, am I fucking serious? You thought about it? Think a little harder. Okay. Do you see how stupid and ignorant you sound? I didn't think so. So with that being said, I'm going to get out of here. And I'm going to mess with y'all again tomorrow. I'm going to probably be shooting some podcasts back to back to back. Just because I've been neglecting you guys. And I've been having a lot of things that I want to talk about. Like me being a new mommy. Come February, I am now 15 weeks. We do not know what the sex is. But my family is pretty excited. My boyfriend's pretty excited. It's his first. My daughters are pretty excited. They're 12 and 8, so they're kind of already looking out for each other kind of thing. So it's like I'm starting all over. I'm pretty excited and nervous at the same time. But with all this going on, all the great things, all the, you know, confusion in the world, I want to say stay black, stay educated, stay alert, stay aware, unplug, unlearn, and relearn. And just ultimately look out for self, look out for others. Make sure that you're looking out for your sisters. Make sure you're looking out for your brothers, people. And let's just stay black. And when we say, when they say make America great again, I want to say make Africans great again. Make black African Americans in America great again. Because at one point we were great and we still are great. Regardless of the things that you see on the TVs and hear on the radios, they don't want to show you the glories. They don't want to show you the accomplishments of the black man, of the black woman. They want to show you the demises, the trauma. So to keep you programmed to think that life is not moving forward for you. But I'm here to let you know life is leaving you. You're getting left behind because you're allowing an oppressor to think for you. And as long as he thinks for you, he will control you. So, this is your girl, Lady Lou. This is Music Over Poverty Podcast, straight out of Philadelphia. Peace.